It's Carlson, Mackenzie, and Heather's Happy Ending.
Have you seen the Clown Motel? And
oh boy.
Yeah.
Kenny, you want a yes or no?
Yeah.
You're going to yes or no?
You got me in the mood with the song medleys you had earlier.
All right, let
me
Shatner, Joan Jett, Bill Shatner, Nike shoes. Yeah. Yeah, I love Bill. I love him. He's pushing 90.
I still love his take on Rocket Man from Elton John. If you ever watched that video, he's wearing a tuxedo.
Yeah.
He's like some variety show. He's wearing a tuxedo, ripping a dart, and he's singing Rocket Man.
I feel like he's been doing that spoken word thing for like 25 years.
He can get away with it.
It works for him. Yeah, it works for him. Had you heard the, are you familiar with T-Rex's Jeepster?
A little bit, yeah. Oh, I heard that track before and Bang a Gong. And
Definitely Bang a Gong, but I don't know if I've ever heard Jeepster before.
20th Century Schizoid Man? Or 20th Century Boy? That's the one I think of. That's a T-Rex song.
All right, let me get your yes or no. By the way, welcome to the podcast, everybody. The show's over. It's the end of the week. We're all feeling pretty good. I'm in the wrong file here. That's why.
We've come back from Wednesday, you say? Because I remember Wednesday, you didn't think we put on a good show.
Really? That wasn't yesterday?
Yeah.
Wait, what day was... I feel like yesterday's the day you...
Every day's a bad show.
What day
you know
did
that.
You not give 100%? That would be Wednesday. All of us.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah, he didn't like Wednesday's show at all.
Present company excluded.
But you like today's show, which I don't get, but okay.
Well, I thought it was...
I thought Wednesday's show was better than... today's show.
Really?
I did.
I mean, the producer would know. What was our best day of the week?
You have a better feel.
Oh, man. I thought Wednesday was pretty good.
I did too.
Today's show has been streaming along pretty nicely.
Right.
Thanks to wet baby farts and all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's your yes or no here?
All right, so I just read that comedian Chris Rock, at age 55, just got his first tattoo along with his, 19-year-old daughter.
Oh, he did a father-daughter thing.
He just got his very first tattoo at age 55. So my question is twofold. Have any of you ever considered, now's the time, I'm getting a tattoo, and what age do you think is too old to get your first tattoo?
Well, I've heard of grandmothers getting a tattoo with their granddaughters.
I don't think you're ever too old. It's your body.
Yeah. I've considered a piercing. You guys knew that, right?
Yeah,
no one in here has got a tattoo.
That
right?
always Pete always thought he'd be cool with a piercing.
I did not think I'd be cool. My wife encouraged it. She's
really?
Like, yeah.
When do you get a piercing?
He's brought it up over the years.
Yeah. Wow. In the last, we've known each other for what, 20 years? 16 years?
Yeah, it was like 03, 04.
I'm going to say it was early aughts.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no way I was going to get it, but my wife was encouraging.
I always thought you
I'll
wanted...
never get a tattoo.
Okay, because I...
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever
I never wanted one. I just never fell into that, you know, and then some people are addicted to it, you know what I mean? They just need that ink.
You know, and in my teens and early 20s, I had long hair, played in rock bands. Everybody I knew had tattoos.
Yeah, why didn't you? Is it the way you were raised?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I think my parents expected me to be all tatted up and pierced up, and I never did any of that. But which is fine. I mean, it's fine. I don't judge anybody that does, but I just never had a desire to
get a tattoo. Is that an expensive hobby? Getting tattoos.
Depends on the size of the tattoo.
Yeah, the complexity of it. I don't think they're that cheap.
Well, I was watching the show you recommended, Home Game, by the way, which was amazing. It's a great Netflix documentary. But the first episode with the Italian warfare in the four different districts.
Those guys are gladiators.
They're all tatted up. And then they show some of their home lives, and they don't live large at all. And this one guy's all tatted up. And I'm thinking to myself, maybe you could live better. I mean... you know, have better things around the house if you didn't get so many tattoos.
If you didn't spend $10,000 on tattoos.
Yeah.
And they are expensive. Yeah. So
yes or no.
I think the answer is no from all of us.
You think you'll ever get a tattoo in your life?
No. I won't.
No.
What about some nipple piercings?
Done.
No, Heather? I just like hooking them up to car batteries and then dropping the battery into a thing of water.
Do you do that in the shed?
Oh, yeah.
By yourself?
Who on the show, raise your hand, has a dick stud?
Are you talking about a Prince Albert, or is that something else?
Talking about a little bar right through the head of your cock.
Like a dumbbell?
Yes.
For lifting weights,
of course. Pete just rose his hand.
Ooh.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Good for you.
You want to see it.
Any other yeses or nos, or was that your...
No, I just thought I'd offer that up as a tidbit. I don't know what heat you were going to bring today. So.
Well, I have something that we didn't bring up on the show, but I can mention now, and that is the funniest thing that you've ever seen written on a bathroom stall.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Wow.
And so this thread goes on for pages. But
you mean like people just kept adding to the original?
No, people. These are things that they saw when sat down.
Yeah.
One of my favorites is they wrote, "Don't beam me up, Scotty. I'm taking a shh," with the last letter shown with the pen going straight up the wall.
That's hilarious.
Someone wrote, "Our asses have touched the same seat. We are brothers." "Some come here to sit and think. Some come here to shit. It stinks. But I come here to scratch my balls and read the writing on the walls."
So here's a question for you, is that women tend to not spend a lot of time in bathrooms. So I every once in a while there would, in school, there'd be like, you know, "I hate so-and-so" or this and that. Mm. But there would never be long, there wouldn't be a lot of writing in a girl's bathroom stall.
There's no whimsy.
Because we're not sitting there taking long shits.
Yeah.
So, and you guys are in there.
You don't know what you're missing.
But it's just the way, you know, we're raised.
Oh, no, you are. You're missing
So we just don't take the time to write jokes on walls.
Have you, Kenny, ever written on a bathroom wall? I never have.
I personally haven't written on a bathroom wall, but the funniest thing I ever read, and it stuck with me this year, it has to go back 30 plus years. It was like a gas station bathroom wall somewhere, and it said, "Anyone can piss on the floor. Be a hero and shit on the ceiling."
That's hilarious. I like that. "Here I sit, buns a flexin', giving birth to another Texan." "Here I sit, ass aflame, only Taco Bell to blame."
Rhymes, jeez.
Yeah. "I asked the travel agent to send me to a place where blue waters would splash over my feet. I ended up here," someone posted. Someone posted, "I fucked your mother." Then underneath, in different handwriting, "Go home, Dad, you're drunk." All right, great. Those are good. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for checking out our podcast and blah, blah, blah.
That was Carlson, McKenzie, and Heather's Happy Ending. Listen every weekday morning, 5:30 to 10 for more on 100.7 WCLX and iHeartRadio station.
You're still here? It's over. Go home.
Go.